Each Friday, we love to do a review. In fact, a majestic movie review with our man Eddie from Jordan and Eddie's Movie Blog. How are you, mate?
I'm good, thanks, Andrew. How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. Today, we're having a look at a kids' film. It's called The Mitchells versus the Machines. Let's have a listen to the trailer.
Every family has its challenges. We haven't had a good family picture in years because you two are always arguing. For my family, our greatest challenge... probably the robot apocalypse.
Attention all robots. Capture every single person on the planet.
What would a functional family do?
There we go. That's The Mitchells versus the Machines. Eddie, tell us a little bit about it, please, mate.
Yeah, look, this is a new animated film that has premiered on Netflix, so should be available to almost every household in Australia, the way Netflix is going. And originally planned for a cinema release, this is a Sony Animation Studio production, a pretty high-quality one at that. It is produced by Phil Lord and Christopher Miller, who have a great track record in the animation space with their films Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, The Lego Movie, and Into the Spider-Verse. So
yes,
they're not directing this film, but they're very much involved, and it has that same sense of style and humour that was prevalent in those other efforts that ensures The Mitchells vs. Machines is a family film for all ages.
Certainly in the case of the Lego film and Into the Spideyverse, they were something completely out of the box that a lot of people would have looked at first up and gone, not sure about that, but they were wildly successful.
Yeah, absolutely. They really took some risks there with the way they developed those films, and definitely, I believe, particularly the Lego movie and Into the Spideyverse were very risky propositions that would have more likely failed rather than succeeded, but you look, they absolutely hit them out of the ballpark with those ones. And yeah, The Mitchells vs. Machines is a little bit more generic in a way that it follows that typical type of dysfunctional family here. The Mitchell family, with voiced by Danny McBride, Abby Jacobson, Maya Rudolph, and they're just a really typical everyday family. All of a sudden, they find themselves potentially as humanity's last hope when a collection of AI-infused machines take over the world. And it's up to this, dysfunctional lot to kind of save humanity. So, look, familiarist kind of story. But what we get here is a film that's animated really energetically and enthusiastically. It's a really vibrant film, very free-flowing with jokes, but it also has a really good heart that you'd probably normally associate with a Pixar offering. So what we're probably seeing here is Sony and in turn Netflix now really probably upping their game a bit in that animated space to kind of match it with Pixar, who have been kind of holding that mantle for a long time in regards to kind of animated films for all ages.
You mentioned the big name Pixar there. The trick with any animated film is to be able to make it engaging for kids as well as adults. Can we all enjoy this one?
Yeah, look, absolutely. There's a lot of just little kind of gags here, particularly around the Mitchell Pug, who's actually played by Doug the Pug, so what a name. But look, we've got kind of little jokes just around dogs, and then you've got more kind of high-end jokes, and definitely for probably more older groups. I'd probably say in some ways this type of film here, that Mitchells vs. Machines, is probably going to really resonate most with maybe kids between that 10 to 16 bracket.
Oh, yeah.
But look, younger kids will certainly enjoy the kind of craziness and again, that kind of vibrant animation that exists. But look, I really found that the film was certainly had enough for adults. I'm not definitely not the most kind of enthusiastic when it comes to animated films. I find it hard to completely enjoy, but with this one I did, because it really did a good job of balancing, very much like Into the Spider-Verse, dealing with some things you probably not associate with, adulthood and teenagehood, but just making it fun for everyone. And I think this one's a real winner, particularly because it's available to everyone to stream at the moment on Netflix.
If that's your case, what's your rating for The Mitchells versus the Machines?
Very surprising film, this one, and a very enjoyable one. It's 4 dog kisses out of 5. I think, one for the whole family to sit down and enjoy.
Can't beat a dog kiss, I'll say that much. Eddie, thank you very much. As always, looking forward to your company next week when we do another majestic movie review.
No problems at all, Andrew. Thanks for having me. We'll speak then.